Fianna Fáil Dublin MEP Barry Andrews has been elected chair of the European Parliament's Development Committee. The committee deals with humanitarian aid in developing countries. It's the first time since 1987 that an Irish MEP has chaired a standing committee in the European Parliament. Barry Andrews, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Cian.
How did you secure this role?
Well, the committee chairs are distributed under a very complex mathematical formula called the D'Hondt system. And under that, my group, Renew Europe, received three committee chairs, and one of them was the Development Committee. And as I'm a member of the Development Committee, I have some experience in development, having worked for Gold for 4 years, I was delighted to be elected by the committee yesterday to be the chair for the next mandate.
What kind of work does the Development Committee do?
Well, you know, we live in an unequal world. There's massive wealth in some places and extreme poverty elsewhere. And development policy is about how funding is applied to help with developing countries with poverty. In Ireland, we have Irish Aid, which applies taxpayers' money to alleviate poverty around the world with agencies like GOAL and Concern and TROCRA. And this happens across the European Union. Other EU countries do this. The European Union is therefore the largest donor in the world. The issue now facing us is that there are some member states that want to use this aid to promote the European Union's economic interests and their security. So I think Ireland has traditionally taken a very positive approach to having a laser focus on the primary purpose of aid, which is poverty reduction. So that debate will go on. The committee will also focus on crises like what's happening in Gaza. And certainly in my position as chair of the committee, I'll make sure that this remains high on the agenda, especially given the ICJ ruling just last week that found the Israeli occupation to be illegal. So we'll be able to make sure that that is prominent in the committee's agenda over the next few weeks and months.
Is this your priority? What are your priorities?
Well, I read with some concern the speech. I listened to the speech and the accompanying political guidelines of President von der Leyen last week in Strasbourg. And there was no mention of, for example, the Sustainable Development Goals. And, you know, Ireland was one of the co-authors of the Sustainable Development Goals back in 2015. So there is, if this is a priority for the Development Committee, we will also focus on what's called policy coherence for development. That's making sure that other policies like migration and climate change also have a focus on alleviating poverty across the world.
And during that speech, she did mention humanitarian aid.
She mentioned humanitarian aid for Gaza, and there has been a dramatic increase in funding for UNRWA. Lots of member states that suspended funding for UNRWA have now come back into funding UNRWA, and that's really, really positive. And there were some very positive things in President von der Leyen's speech. I absolutely acknowledge that. But we do have to make sure, as a committee, that we maintain a focus on poverty alleviation. It can't all be about EU self-interest in how we apply overseas aid.
Your party colleague and former finance minister, Michael McGrath, is in Brussels this week. How likely is it, do you think, that he'll get a prominent commission portfolio?
I think he will. I think President von der Leyen will. She's in a very strong position now, of course. She is looking for experienced and motivated people to take the senior portfolios, and Michael McGrath is at the peak of his political powers. He is not an end-of-career person, just being shunted off to the European Union. So it's a big statement from Ireland to send the Minister for Finance. He's very experienced, and I think he is he's got great expertise. So I think it's not unreasonable for him to financial portfolio. He's been in Brussels. I met him myself yesterday, and he has had discussions, very initial discussions with other commissioners and with other political leaders here in Brussels.
You say he's at the peak of his powers. You voted against Ursula von der Leyen's re-election last week, along with three other Fianna Fáil MEPs. Does that stymie Michael McGrath getting a senior commission portfolio?
Well, I don't buy the argument that President von der Leyen will take a vindictive approach to the allocation of portfolios. I think she knows, as well as everybody, that it's in her interest and in the European Union's interest to allocate portfolios based on merit. Obviously, there are some issues around returning incumbent commissioners. There are also issues around gender. There are issues around geography. There are issues around political affiliation. So I really think that she has a very difficult task ahead of her. She will issue letters to the member states, I think, this week. There will be interviews in the middle of August for the commissioner candidates, and we'll find out more towards the end of the month exactly what the overall governance structure is going to look like, where all the new commissioner positions are going to go. And she announced in her speech last week that there are new responsibilities, for example, housing, equality, intergenerational fairness. So we'll have to wait and see how that allocation happens.
Barry Andrews, thanks for joining us this morning.